Lynette Turner is an interfaith, interspiritual minister, positivologist, angel speak facilitator, and dream interpretation expert, having studied at Robert Moss School of Active Dreaming. So, Lynette, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
I'm excited to be here, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so thrilled to have you here because you have so much information and you can share with us, and you also have sessions that where you interpret dreams. So if you could just give us a little more information about who you are so everyone can get to know you a little bit better, that'd be great.
Well, thanks, Kate. You did a wonderful start as you just got me on the line here, but yes, I'm a positivologist, and people say, what is that? Never heard that word before. A positivologist is a phrase that the angels gave me, so you can definitely relate to that, Kate. And so I sort of coined it to talk about the different areas of expertise and the number of modalities that I work in. So I'm a positivity life coach. I work with people to help them figure out the most positive, grounded, passionate life they can have. I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I also work with sound as a means of healing and stress reduction. We can all use a little stress reduction these days. And as you mentioned, I work with the angels as well. I'm a certified angel speak facilitator and an interfaith minister and a certified teacher with the Robert Moss School of Active Dreaming. And I love that it's active dreaming, because our dreams are valid whether we're asleep or, you know, even when we're daydreaming. You know, when we were younger at school and the teacher would say, stop daydreaming. We strongly encourage daydreaming and connecting with the images that come when you're awake as well as the ones that come to us when we're asleep. So I'm very excited to be with you tonight to talk about the power of dreams and how they can play such a significant role in helping us understand what is happening in our lives and in shaping the future we envision having. And our dreams can definitely work with the energy and power of our dreams to help us do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been shifting a lot of energy here in this program, and we did in the previous program as well. And something that has been happening for people is having dreams that aren't necessarily comfortable dreams. And with all the energy we've been shifting, you know, energy that's a little bit painful has been coming up. And what can we do to first meet our dream guides and second to understand that a lot of times the dreams aren't quite literal?
Right, right. And that's, you're exactly right, Kate. Sometimes they're literal and sometimes they're not. And as humans, as we work through this energy and all the work you're doing with people with your Games of Life Mastery program, you know, we as humans, sometimes it resurfaces challenges that we've had in our life and can kind of re-energize past hurts and remind us of unpleasant experiences. But, you know, this information, this energy presents the opportunity to clear what no longer serves us and sort of open the pathway and the doorway for the energy, the people, the experiences we do want to have to come into our lives. And we definitely, you know, for me, these dreams that come that aren't, may not be particularly pleasant, I know that there's something I'm supposed to learn from it. And once I do learn whatever it is, that dream that's not pleasant is going to go away. And so I almost, you know, I look at it as a gift, even though it wouldn't seem like a gift. If you're getting some message that is making you uncomfortable and making you not feel very good, there's always something that we can learn from it. I think we do want to know that just because we have a dream that has us, you know, we might have a dream of us falling off of a cliff. Well, we're not, more than likely, we're not, even though it could be precognitive, there are precognitive dreams. Maybe we're going to fall off a cliff and the dream might be warning us that's going to happen, but that's not necessarily the case. It's just giving us insight of something that may be around the corner that we're not prepared to have happen for us, right? So it's not a literal falling off the cliff, but it's just a warning about being cognizant of being in a situation that you might not have expected to have happened to you. So it's a warning for us. And we definitely don't have to take these journeys by ourselves. I always strongly encourage people to invite a dream guide to come along with us. And a wonderful dream guide is an animal that people people feel an affinity to. If there's an animal that someone, oh, I love a cat, I love a dog, a horse, it could be any animal that comes to us, to know that that animal can go with us in the dream and they can guide us if we're lost. They can protect us if we're scared. They can get us from point A to point B very quickly. And one of my animal guides is a hawk, and so I'm on the back of this hawk, and it can get me where I'm going to go very quickly. And these animal guides can also, you know, help us to, for instance, I have one of my animal guides is a giraffe, and so we know a giraffe has a nice long neck. And so the giraffe comes to me when I really need to have a wide view of the situation. Maybe I'm looking at it in too narrow of a way. And so this is when this particular animal guide comes to me. The animal guides might not only be animals. Loved ones from the other side, friends and loved ones that have crossed over can come to us as our guides. Angels most definitely come to us as our guides. So we don't have to take this journey alone. I think that helps people really have a lot of comfort. If you are having sort of scary, unsettling things happen in the dream. And I also remind people, too, that, you know, while someone like me who has studied dreams for quite a long time can help people, guide people to help to understand their dreams, the best person to understand the dream is the person who had the dream. So if someone says, oh, I'm an expert, I'm the only one that can help you, you know, we all have instincts. I have a series of questions that I ask, which are, I learned from Robert Moss, who's a fantastic dream teacher, that helps people to really think about questions to answer in order to understand what the dreams mean. But everyone has their own instincts, everyone has their own impulses, and we strongly encourage people to trust that. Because often people, when they come to me, they'll have a sense of what's going on, but they don't know whether to trust it. Trust it. You know, it's coming to you for a reason. It's always connected to something that's happening in waking life, which can also be challenging, too, because if things are really hard and difficult, sometimes we don't want to deal with them in waking life, and so it comes to us in our dreams. You know, just like nightmares. People really are afraid of nightmares. I think, oh, wow, nightmares. Nightmares come when we don't pay attention in the regular dream space. We definitely pay attention if there's a nightmare. And if we can connect what's happening in our waking life, whatever that issue is, and tackle it, understand what it is, start to work it through, the nightmare is going to go away. And so it's really wonderful to work with people and see that happen. And then they're like, okay, I get it. I've learned that lesson, and I'm going to move forward and keep enjoying my life.
Wow. Great.
It's a fascinating world, the world of dreams.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, I was sharing in the Facebook that I had a dream a week or two ago, and it was about a guy that I had a crush on in elementary school, for goodness sake. And that was a surprise that I had that dream. But what I realized from it was I had a crush on him, and he said something awful to me in front of my friends and just ruined and crushed my life. And from that experience, I felt I was unlovable. And so I recognized, because I asked my angels when I woke up, like, why did I dream about him? And they showed me that I still had some energy left over that I thought I had dealt with, that there was some more of it, that I felt like I was unlovable. And so I was able to then fully disconnect to the level that I could of that energy. So when...
And when you do that, you're clear of that, and then you can realize how lovable you are, right?
Right.
Very, very powerful. And the other thing you can do, Kate, and for your listeners, is we can go back into the dream. You know, it's called dream reentry, and you go back into the dream, and you have conversations with people who are in the dream. Sometimes in a situation like that, maybe we might be too shy to really say what we wanted to say to the person or to really speak up for ourselves, and we can go back in and say what we wanted to say and speak our piece, and that might even change the way that person reacts to us. So it's a very rich, alive, vibrant energy that we have. You know, and it's free. Everybody can do it. You know, it doesn't matter where you live or how much money you make or what kind of clothes you wear or what kind of job you have. It's just a landscape that's available for everyone. And, you know, it's just such a wonderful space to go into to help enrich our lives. And so, you know, as you know, I'm a keen advocate of working with this energy as much as possible.
So it's a good idea to keep a journal by the bed. Is that correct?
That is key, key, key. Yes, because quite often we'll wake up and the dream will seem so vivid. Oh, there is no way I'm going to forget this dream. It's so amazing. And by the time your feet hit the floor or you go to brush your teeth, it's gone. So you want to have a notebook by your bed. Some people might prefer to have a tape recorder, and you can, then you can talk into the tape recorder if you think you're a little bit too groggy to write. I usually go ahead and write because if I tape it, if I talk into a recorder, then I have to transcribe it, right? So just have a notebook by your bed. I encourage people to have a special notebook because that's all they do is keep their dreams in it. And, you know, if I'm awakened at 3 in the morning, which is for some reason the twilight time, 3 or 4, I'm often awakened, I've learned to just take a few minutes and write down that dream. I used to try to negotiate with the dream guides and say, can't you just remind me at 7 when I wake up? And then I wake up at 7 and it's not there. So you want to do that, and you really want to trust whatever comes through, even if at the moment you're writing something like this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's amazing how much sense it will make at some point. You know, it's so fun to keep your dream journal for years and then flip it open randomly and look at it and say, oh, my gosh, this is what I was dealing with, you know, 4 years ago, and I did meet somebody named Peter. You know, someone named Peter comes up in the dream, and you're like, I don't know anyone named Peter. Write it down because at some point it may very well loop back around. So you definitely want to write down whatever comes to you. If words come, you want to write those right away because the words will go quite quickly. Images will stay longer, but if you remember actual dialogue and you don't write it down right away, you're apt not to remember it. And then don't get frustrated, I tell people. If they're really determined to work with the energy of their dreams and then they wake up that first night, that second night, the third night, and they're like, I don't remember anything. Just, it's like working a muscle, I tell people. The more you do it, the better you get at it, the stronger you get at it. So you just need to practice it like anything else. And I also strongly encourage people to what we call go to sleep with intention. So I can't tell you how many people I've met who said, I've never dreamed, I'm never going to remember my dream. Well, if you tell yourself that, that's what's going to happen. You want to go to sleep with intention. So if you have a specific question you want the answer to, ask that specific question. I'm going to sleep with the intention of understanding, you know, why I was having this particular discussion with my brother in my dream last night. Or I'm going to be able to see what's written in the book that I opened in my dream that I didn't see last night when I was in the dream. So clear intention helps all the powers that be, the energies that be, actually work with you so that you have a rewarding experience working with the dream.
It's amazing. It's amazing that we can do that. I remember, gosh, it was probably almost 20 years ago, the lady who gave me the Dream of Life and How to Play It by Florence Kogel Shin, my very first copy, when she gave that to me, she was telling me that we can, if we're in our dreams and maybe something isn't going the way we want it to, that we can change it, that we still have power and control over what's going on.
Absolutely. You can pre-plan your dream as well. That's a lot of fun to do, you know. Before you go to sleep, I'm going to be in this big, beautiful field of purple flowers. I'm going to encounter such and such, and this is what the experience is going to be. So we can, and so we can change. If something's not going the way that we like in our dreams, we do have the ability to shift and change that. And when in doing that, we bring that energy back to us in the waking life and then can change and alter situations in the waking life as well. It's fascinating. and it works, and it's real and it's true, Kate, right? It's just as true as me, you know, putting my hand on a table and feeling it. It's just as real. You know, sometimes we live in a world where people, if they can't, like, in the sort of tangible human way, if they can't see it, touch it, feel it, it's not real. But I do believe, and many of us are believing, and the numbers are growing, that these experiences we have on these other sort of vibrations are just as real and just as valid as what we have here in our human form, in our human life.
Yeah, when I was a child, I kept having this recurring nightmare, and I hadn't thought about it for years. And recently, well, in the last 2 years, I had my angel show me why I continually had this conflict with this one person, and the angel showed me that in this nightmare that I kept having where I was murdered, that this person was, in my life now, was the one, the energy of that person that was who murdered me. And when I saw that, I knew immediately that this dream I kept having was an experience from the past life, and then was able to go in and forgive that person for murdering me and to really heal all the fear I had associated with that dream. Is that something that you run into very often?
With people having that particular kind of experience, or?
Well, just dreams that come from a past life.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's actually quite common. Yes, and to go back into that past life and sometimes re-experience what. And also, too, you know, we do talk about the challenges of the problems and we talk about the nightmares, but there's also pleasant experiences, too. So I try to remind people of that because often we're trying to deal with stuff, but we can also have experiences that are joyful and fun. But certainly dreaming about a past life is something that happens quite a bit for people. Sometimes if people aren't really aware or attuned to past lives, it can be confusing, right? Because like, what, you know, why am I in the Elizabethan era and I'm being stabbed to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely can have that, have those that reoccur. We can have situations where I drowned in a past life. And so I would have this dream about this drowning. And when I realized by doing some work that it's because I drowned in a past life, it also helped me to understand why I have a very healthy respect of water. I love large bodies of water, but I can't swim in this human life. And, you know, if you ever see pictures of me on a boat, I'm like the only one with a life jacket on. Because if I fall off, I can't swim. But at least I now had an understanding of why I had that fear. It's because I drowned in a past life. And I can remember that life very, very vividly. I know, I can see what I had on. I know how old I was. I can see the environment that I was in, the people who were around me who were trying to save me, you know, all of that. But through working with the dream and understanding it was a past life, I now have a clear understanding of why I felt that way. And a huge amount of the fear is gone. And it's, again, because I went ahead and worked with the energy of the dream to further understand what was going on.
Well, you know, working through the Game of Life Mastery program, all the we're digging deep into looking at why we may be afraid of something or why we're not in a love energy. We're trying to get into that love energy. We're working toward it. And these things from the past are coming forward for us to heal. And through our dreams, we can ask our dream guides to help us process this energy, this less than love energy while we're sleeping. Now, do you have any suggestions on how to do that? I mean, should we, like, maybe write our intention down in our journal before we go to sleep or acting to protect us so that we're not afraid during our sleep?
First of all, I think it's working with the dream guide is a perfect way to do it because it can be scary landscape all by yourself. So if someone has had a dream in which they have been fearful and afraid, but they want to, you know, one of the things we do is we have this, what we call the dream lightning technique, which was developed by Robert Moss, and it's a structure by which you can, look in 5 minutes, really clearly understand your dream. And maybe I'll walk through that quickly, and then I'll get to what we call honoring the dream, which will answer specifically your question. So what we want to do is and when I work with someone one-on-one, I go into much more in depth, but I can give an overview here. We want to name the dream. It's amazing how just naming the dream will bring back all sorts of information about the dream. It's really pretty astounding. You want to do that. You want to write down how you felt when you woke up. You know, did you feel happy? Did you feel excited? You know, what happened the night before? Sometimes, you know, quite often, whatever we went through the day before impacts what happens in the dream. Oh, yes, I was really stressed out, and I can see why that went into the dream space. We do something called a reality check. You know, do you recognize any of the people or the environment in the dream? Very important to recognize that. And, again, more information might come to you by doing that. And then you want to ask yourself, could any of the events in the dream possibly happen in waking life? You know, yes, I used to live in that house. I could go back to that house and see what energy is there. And then you ask yourself, what do you want to know about the dream? So that speaks to your question. If someone's having something scary or unsettling and they just keep having this dream over and over, how am I going to make this stop? It's to address it, to acknowledge it, to deal with it. So what do you want to know about the dream, and how are you going to honor the dream? This is very important, to honor the dream, because we can dream until we're blue in the face. If we don't take some kind of action, then, you know, why really bother to have the dream? Let's work with it. And there are several ways to honor it. You might write a poem based on the dream or draw a picture. Something about just moving it out of your physical self can be very healing. You might call someone. Maybe in the dream, which is an upsetting dream, you keep encountering somebody you had conflict with in the waking life. And it's like, you know, what should I do? I had a woman who had kept dreaming about her sister who she had a fight with like 5 years ago, and she just couldn't sleep, and it was bothering her. And she's like, what do I do? What do I do? And I said, yeah, pick up the phone and call her. You know, you can honor the dream in that way. And she did. They, you know, neither wanted to admit they were wrong, but they were so happy they called each other. The sister was ill. Now they were back together. So, you know, what can we do to honor the dream? And if something negative is happening in the dream, as you go to sleep with intention, you can say, yes, I see what occurred in this dream, but this is the outcome that I would like to have. And as I go to sleep, my intention is to go into this dream, and as I go back into the situation, which is troubling, this is the outcome that is going to happen. And then you go into the dream space with that intention, with your dream guide by your side, and you can have more than one. Maybe you need a whole entourage. This dream is so troubling. So you've got your angels with you. You have your dear grandparent who's passed over. You can have a pet who has crossed over to the other side, can be a guide for you. And have all of that energy with you as you move into the dream. And know it's a safe space. It's okay in there. You know, nothing horrible is going to happen. That, you know, it's like often people have dreams where they're falling. And so they're like, what if I fall really hard and if I die? And I always say, well, if that happens to me, I guess I won't know because I'll be on the other side. But that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have more control in there than we know. It's just trusting and believing, and very, very importantly, to go into the dream with intention. So if you go into the dream space with, oh, no, everything bad's going to happen, I'm not going to figure this out, again, that's what the universe will bring us. So guide the universe, guide the energy, guide the entities, and let them know what it is you want to experience, and that's what's going to happen for you. And then to not give up. You know, not to say, oh, I tried this twice and it didn't work, and think, oh, I'm not a good, you know, I can't work with my dreams. Everyone can work with our dreams. So you just want to stick at it and know that you really don't have to be alone with it, because you do have your guides that are going to go along with you on the journey.
Wow, that is awesome information. Awesome information. Thank you, Lynette.
You're welcome.
Now, you offer a service of dream interpretation. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I work with people to help them learn how to interpret their dreams, and I also can give input on what I think the dream may mean. We always preface this with, if it were my dream, because it's not my dream, right? It's your dream, but this is the sense, this is the impulse, this is the instinct I have in terms of what this may mean, and here are some tools to help you be able to very clearly interpret and understand your dreams for yourself. So that's what I focus on doing.
Excellent.
And so when I work with people, I teach them how to connect to their dream guides. I talk about why dreams come to us, how to remember them. I go into more depth of the lightning dream work process, which I just talked about very briefly. And I really help people to understand that dreams can be a vehicle for healing and for communicating with loved ones who've crossed over to the other side, and much more. It's there to be whatever we want it to be and help us in whatever way we would like them to.
Pretty fascinating stuff. Well, now, Lynette, you didn't know this, but I added your book to our recommended resources in the members area webpage. Lynette is also the author of The 10 C's of Positivity. Can you tell us just a little bit about your book?
Sure. Thank you so much, Kate. Yes, it's the 10 B's of Positivity, 10 Steps to a More Positive Way of Living. Oh, we could all use some positivity. There just seems to be so much stress and drama going on, sometimes in our own lives and certainly all around us. And so this is a book that has 10 specific steps that can help us to all live positive and grounded and happy lives. And these steps came to me through meditation, through my dreams, and they're things that we can all relate to, and I give specific steps on how to do it, how to be open-minded and connect to your spirituality and be a good listener and be forgiving, which is a powerful thing you talked about tonight, Kate, and to be present and in the moment. I tell folks that that's like the 10th of the 10 B's. If you can be present and in the moment, you can do all the other 10 B's. can be giving and loving and positive. So it's been a wonderful tool. I refer to it myself all the time, you know, and I hear people will get in touch with me and say, you know, I really needed to focus on being grateful. That's one of the 10 B's. And so that's what I'm doing for this month. Or people randomly open it up and say, ah, being a good listener, that's what I needed to do. And so that's what I'm going to focus on for now. So it's a self-help book, and there are affirmations in the book and colors that are associated with each of the 10 B's and a question after each chapter, because I think we need to question ourselves and continue to develop and learn and be the best that we can be. So it's a sort of active learning tool that people can use time and time again. And I thank you so much for sharing that with people, Kate.
And yeah, of course. I put it in there. I love your book. I love what you do and how you help people and just hold that space for people to really step into their power. So now your website address is, can you share that with everyone? And I will put that on the members' webpage.
Sure, sure. It is www.positivebliss, one word, positivebliss.com, www.positivebliss.com. Someone said, isn't that a double, you know, to say positive and bliss, those are kind of the same thing. So, well, you can't get too much of it, so put the two words together.
That's
a reminder.
Right. I like that. Mm-hmm. Lynette, can you share with us some of the experiences that your clients have had? Now, just like you shared with us about the lady who had the dream about her sister, and she ended up calling her, and they healed old wounds of the past, and now they're together again. Are there other examples that you could share with us of the benefits of processing through our dreams and really getting down to the nitty-gritty?
What came to me was to talk just a moment about precognitive dreaming, because sometimes we can dream things before they happen, which can be very helpful. A woman had a dream where she was in her office working and sort of minding her own business, and her boss came in and just went ballistic. He was screaming and yelling and sort of blaming her for something she didn't do and you know, completely caught her off guard, and her impulse was to go back at him with the same energy. In the dream, she was just sort of stunned, because her personality would have been to go back at him. But in the dream, she just kind of sat there and listened and sort of took it all in, and then he stormed out. When she woke up, she thought, well, that's really odd. That's not something that typically would happen. Well, don't you know, a few weeks later, that exact thing happened. And because she had this precognitive dream and seen what had occurred, she totally kept her calm. And she let him blow off steam and say what he wanted to say, and she just said, well, you know, I don't agree with everything you said, but you certainly have the right to share your thoughts with me. And so he left. About 10 minutes later, he came back into the office and completely apologized. You know, I really shouldn't have spoken to you that way. That really wasn't something that you were responsible for. And it really ended up kind of helping her in her career. And she said that knowing the kind of personality she can be, her tendency would have been to just come back at him with the same energy that he came to her with her at. But she didn't, and she was glad she did. And so it really, for her, inspired her to really keep connecting to and understanding the power of her dreams and, you know, not going off the deep end. And so she's learned to really respect and understand those precognitive dreams when they come to her. You know, also, Kate, people have quite a number of dreams that have to do with their health and really following that impulse or, you know, if they haven't been feeling well and they have in the dream, they're feeling even worse, and they actually take heed and they go to the hospital. It's full of signs. I mean, our dreams are so rich and full of signs, and so it's incumbent upon us to recognize that and to trust it, because sometimes, again, it might not make sense at the time, but if we take heed, no matter how little or big these signs or signals seem to be, it's all connected to what's happening in our waking life. So it's all going to be a rich and helpful experience for us if we just let it be, you know, if we don't rationalize ourselves out of believing whatever message we got into the dream or assuming it doesn't make sense or saying, oh, I would never have a dream like that. It's all valid. And so we just want to honor everything that comes to us and the synchronicities in life that can be reflected in our dreams, and just know that it's all a gift. For me, even the hard stuff is all a gift, as well as the fun and easygoing stuff. And I find when I work with clients, the hard stuff is hard, but at the end of the day, that's where the aha moments come. That's where the big breakthroughs come. You know, that's where the realization of, I do need to take the step in waking life, and I did it in the dream, and I know I can do it here, and it's going to make a difference in my life. And then to see it actually work is amazingly rewarding for me as well as the people that I work with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent. Thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information with us. Lynette, it's always such a joy to talk with you and to share all your expertise with the people that, you know, like on my radio show, you are my guest several times. And now here in the Game of Life Mastery Program, I know that I speak for everyone in saying thank you for sharing all this information with us, because I'm sure that each one who's been listening, and they're going to get the recording of our talk together, that they will get a lot from this information. We are so grateful to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate, and for all the wonderful work you're doing as well.
Thank you. You know, like you, when someone has an aha moment and they start making changes in their lives, there just aren't human words to really express that. It's just such a wonderful experience to be watching and to be a part of.
Indeed.
Again, Lynette's website is Positive Bliss. That's www.positivebliss.com. And I will put that in the members area webpage. I'll also put a picture of her, this beautiful young Lynette, and we'll have a link to download the recording. I will do my best to get that on just as quickly as I can, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for being with us this evening, and Lynette, again, thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information with us.
Absolutely my pleasure, Kate. Thank you.